folks, thanks for joining me at Reflections in Natural History. George Sly here. I'm a biology teacher, blogger, and a dedicated natural history enthusiast. Some people have accused me of being a nature nut, and I guess I would take that title with pride. Lately, I've been doing a lot of thinking about a hypothesis known as biophilia. I first ran into this idea back in the mid-1980s when I read a book of the same title written by the eminent Harvard entomologist Edward O. Wilson. And Wilson proposed in his biophilia hypothesis that we humans have an innate need to seek connections with the natural features, processes, and other forms of life with which we share our planet. But more simply, proponents of the biophilia hypothesis suggest that we are hardwired in an evolutionary sense to desire contact with the natural world in all its variety. It's certainly an idea that appeals to my basic instincts, and I'm sure it underlies my decision to make biology both a vocation and avocation during my life. These days, I find it alarming that more and more people find themselves separated from contact with the natural world. A 2016 national report that I ran across recently entitled Nature of Americans noted that we spend more and more time indoors and that participation by Americans in outdoor vocations such as hunting, fishing, participation in those activities are actually stagnant or declining. These days, contact with nature is often viewed as nothing more than a quaint amenity. These are disturbing trends given that both anecdotal and scientific evidence show overwhelmingly that contact with nature is vital for the physical, psychological, and social well-being of humans. And why shouldn't we expect a strong connection between our physical and psychological health and exposure to nature? Now, think of it this way. If I could hold hands with my mother, who in turn held hands with her mother, who held hands with my great-grandmother, and so on, it would not take long to arrive at an ancestor of mine who was a cave-dwelling hunter-gatherer. In fact, the line of ancestors holding hands would be fewer in number than the number of passengers on an Airbus 380, which, by the way, can carry over 500 passengers. So you see, my point is that in spite of the incredible social, scientific, and technological progress that we've made in the last few decades, we humans are, as a species, not far removed from a life of intimate contact with and dependence upon the natural world. This was a contact that demanded close attention to seasons, to tides, the fruiting of plants, and the comings and goings of animals. We should not be at all surprised to find an Aboriginal longing for that lost world residing deep within our psyche. You may be one of the fortunate souls who already partakes of regular doses of the medicine which contact with nature can provide. I see your kind regularly, filling the lodges and campgrounds or hiking the trails of our national state parks. But on the other hand, perhaps you yearn for this contact but are unsure as to how it might be pursued. What is the secret formula for achieving the psychological and social benefits of contact with nature? Perhaps I can share my recipe for success, my prescription for achieving biophilic healing. It's a secret that can enrich your life. It's a confidence that even now lies close at hand and can change the way you view our world. Allow me to reflect here for a few minutes upon my pathway to the healing powers of immersion in the natural world. To begin with, the mystery of the origins of our cosmos and life on Earth absolutely fascinate me. the grand saga of the diversification of this life over time captivates me. The inherent and abounding beauty to be found within the natural world enriches my life in so many ways. Our place in this majestic order not only intrigues me, but quite often it leaves me baffled as well. But over the years, my myriad encounters with the natural world have granted me so many generous gifts that have enriched my life. These were gifts bestowed by nature of solitude, beauty, contemplation, companionship, episodes of learning, a feeling of humility, wonder at the beauty of and intricacy of all, and gratitude for living on such a beautiful planet. And herein rests the great prize, the secret for enriching your world, the secret that lies close at hand, that stays hidden to so many. We have to realize that we humans are an elemental component of the unfolding universe story, the evolutionary progression of our cosmos from simple to ever more complex, from simple to ever more biodiverse. The wondrously varied geology of our world, its stunning variety of microbes, plants, animals, they're not here to act simply as stage props as we unthinkingly go about our daily affairs. I think my favorite quote that sheds light on what I'm trying to say here comes from Alfred Russel Wallace. Wallace was a British naturalist, and he was the co-discoverer of the principle of natural selection, along with Charles Darwin, of course. And I ran across this question that was posed by Wallace many, many years ago. He was a 19th century guy. And Wallace said this: can we believe that we are fulfilling the purpose of our existence while so many of the wonders and beauties of the creation remain unnoticed around us? It sounds such a simple question, but it has great power for opening a new portal into our lives. Are we fulfilling the purpose of our existence if we don't notice the wonders and beauties that are around us? We're surrounded daily by opportunities to engage ourselves in mystery and loveliness. Day to day, we may, if we so choose, encounter and be captivated by natural dramas of astonishing complexity. Through the practice of thoughtful awareness, we can enhance our lives. We can deepen and strengthen our appreciation for the wondrous gift of life which has been bestowed upon us. We can remove many of the stresses and banalities from our lives that seem like sometimes they will consume us. The natural world is a portal into an alternative domain. In this realm, we can seek peace of mind. We're removed from anxiety, the addictive, escapism of today's media-driven world can be defeated. In this alternate world, we're able to disown society's judgments and disapprovals and demands. We can be reunited with our Aboriginal selves. In the podcasts that are to ensue, and also at my blog site, which I'll mention later, I want to share some personal interactions and meditations provoked by my lifelong love affair with our world's flora, fauna, and wild places. And I hope by doing this that these can serve as examples of how you too might seek deeper connection with the natural world of which we are all a part. These tales have been inspired by my attempts to follow Wallace's seemingly simple instruction. Notice, within these stories, I will tell you of my encounters with serpents and seasons, reflections upon the natural history of bats and birds, reef and rainforest, a wonderful encounter with wolves in Yellowstone National Park, my encounter with a big cat in South America, my reflections upon cosmos and consonants. Research within the last few years has demonstrated that exposure to nature has so many positive benefits for us. Enrichment of physical health, cognitive performance among children, psychological and spiritual well-being have all been documented as being improved through contact with nature. My great hope is that my reflections in natural history will encourage you to become more engaged with nature. May you too begin to notice more closely and gain pleasure from the natural world lying so close at hand. It is the world where marvel and loveliness reside, where cares and compulsions can be put aside for a time. In 1859, the British naturalist Charles Darwin elucidated his paradigm-shifting theory regarding the origins of the biodiversity found on our planet. Darwin proclaimed that endless forms, most beautiful and most wonderful, have been and are being evolved upon our Earth. Though unnoticed by so many among the humankind, a multitude of these forms, most wonderful, are here yet. They are yours to find, yours to appreciate, yours to reflect upon. They are treasures which can enrich your world. Through the practice of noticing, of calling upon conscious awareness of the wonders and beauties of the creation, these riches can be yours. They are free gifts granted us by the cosmos. Thanks for joining me today. If you'd like to learn more about my experiences in nature, please take a look at my blog site. It's entitled Endless Forms Most Wonderful, Reflections in Natural History, and it's located at reflectionsinnaturalhistory.com. Until next time, thanks for visiting, and I hope to have you here again at Reflections in Natural History.